Across the Sea on CKJS at 40 minutes after 1 o'clock, and we'll be right back with a trip to French Canada during Folklorama 1990.
Join us weekdays on CKJS at 7:45, 9:45, 4:45, and 6:35 for the Financial Post Reports, a series of colorful, somewhat offbeat stories courtesy of Astra Credit Union Limited. Four times daily, CKJS and Astra provide up-to-date financial information direct from the financial capitals of our country. Astra Credit Union can handle all of your financial needs with low-cost checking, daily interest savings, and competitive rates for personal loans and mortgages. Astra Credit Union, with six locations to serve you.
Okay, now we're going to tell you that we are going to the Pavillon Canadien Français, and with us are the ambassadors René Desaulniers and Brigitte Vermette, and we bring you, of course, this interview as usual with the compliments of the friendly folks at Canada Safeway.
When you've been in the neighborhood for more than 60 years, you get so you know a lot of families, and if your name is Safeway, you get to know their needs and concerns. That's why Safeway created a new Environmental Options program. Look for the new Environmental Options shelf signs throughout all Safeway stores. They highlight items and explain the exact benefits those products offer in being less harmful to the environment. Environmental Options from Safeway. We're doing what we can today for a world of difference tomorrow.
Well, and a great big bienvenue to René and Brigitte. Welcome to the studios.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
It's nice to have you with us, and I don't want to stretch my knowledge of school French anymore, because I might look pretty dumb. let's just, first of all, get into when the Pavillon Canadien Français is on, which week of Folklorama.
This year, our pavilion is on in the second week of Folklorama, so between the 12th and the 18th, I believe.
And it is, as usual, at the Centre Culturel?
That's right.
For the folks who don't know where that is?
It's at the corner of Des Murons and Provencher Street.
Okay. I notice you're Canadianized. You said Des Murons.
It helps sometimes.
Okay. Let's get right into what is usually, and I'm sure this year is no exception, a very joyful, joie de vivre, noisy, happy kind of pavilion. Is that right?
It's always not the same show, but always the same atmosphere, always the same joie de vivre, as you say. And they were always pleased to put on the same type of atmosphere year after year.
You have you mentioned the show. Let's maybe start with the show. Who do we see this year when we come to see you?
This year at our pavilion, as in the past 12 years, we've had Les Danseurs, La Rivière Rouge. Mm-hmm. Our adult troupe will be dancing, I believe, five nights, and the adolescent troupe will be dancing two nights on the Tuesday and Wednesday. And also, sort of as a treat this year, the adolescent troupe had an exchange with a troupe from Laval, Quebec. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a troupe called Les Pieds Légers for two nights performing with our youth troupe this year. So that'll add a little bit of flavor from Quebec.
Les Pieds Légers, the what, lazy feet?
Light feet.
Okay, lazy. Sorry, I didn't figure that would jive with dancing, especially your kind of dancing. All right. Any fiddling, things like that going on?
Yes, well, with our show, we have our own musicians. So we'll have this year a fiddler and a piano player, because most of our music, of course, incorporates fiddle music. Mm-hmm. So we'll have fiddle music on all nights, both for the adult troupe and the adolescent troupe. So that'll be as part of every year.
And are we dancing with brooms again this year?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that's such fun to watch you guys.
It would be a little easier than vacuums anyway. Yeah.
Show me that Hoover. Okay, we pretty well covered the entertainment as much as we can in this short time. Let's go to a couple of different aspects of the pavilion. First of all, judging by you two, I would say that you don't seem to have any problem in getting the youth involved and keeping them active and busy at the Folklorama level.
No. Since the inception of our dance school, we've had quite a bit of involvement from the youth, because they've been able to take classes in jigging and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So and that's where our youth troupe evolved. Sorry, and we'll also have a lot of volunteers this year at Folklorama that are younger kids who've been able to participate with us, and we really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. With that, you have the different integration of levels of learning. You've got the beginners, intermediates, and hopefully you shoot for the big show and are able to participate in any of the touring or of the week at Folklorama with the what we call the professionals or the semi-professionals.
And that's got to be a bit of an incentive, right?
Oh, yes.
You know,
by
just
all
to
means.
Make it up to up on the main stage type of thing?
Yes, they're the ones who will be taken up where we'll leave off, you know, once we get too old to move our feet.
Well, looking at you, you got a long way to go.
Thanks a lot.
Let's also talk about one of my favorite subjects, and that is French-Canadian food. There are some real traditional and just delicious things around. What do we have this year?
A few sweet items on the menu. We call the sucre, la tarte au sucre, which is a sugar pie.
Right.
And you have the sucre à crème, which is sort of a traditional fudge made with milk cream and brown sugar. So for those who have a sweet tooth, you'll be sure to want to taste that.
We also have our basics, the tourtière, which is our meat pie, which is a standard at our pavilion and usually really popular. And we have, meatballs and potatoes and that kind of thing. It's very traditional, very couleur de bois or voyageur.
Dare I mention the word pea soup?
Of course. That's a mainstay at our pavilion.
And a good one it is, too. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short recess here and pay our dues to our sponsor, after which I would like to talk about some of the cultural displays, you know, because you have such a rich culture to show the folks. Maybe we can find out what's on display, okay?
Sure.
We'll be right back after this message from our sponsor, Canada Safeway.
Safeway puts the fun back into football all season long. You can enjoy all the hard-hitting action of any Bomber home game in the comfort of the Safeway Family Fun Zone. It's alcohol-free and has extra security. Tickets are available at your neighborhood Safeway for just $7. That's over $5 off the regular price. The Bombers, Safeway, and you.
We bring it all together.
In the Fun Zone.
Except for that week of Folklorama, the Fun Zone will be at the French-Canadian Pavilion, ladies and gentlemen, the Pavillon Canadien-Français. Let's talk about the rich cultural Canadian history of the French Canadians. What will be on display at your pavilion?
Well, they'll usually have some of the cultural displays, such as the making of ceinture fléchée, which is what the gentlemen wear around their waist.
Always wanted to get one of those.
I know they're
Here's
very difficult
chance.
To make.
Yeah.
And this year they're going to be trying to maybe make a little bit more of a difference between the French-Canadian pavilion and the France pavilion.
Yeah.
Because I know that some people have... You know, it's been a bit of a problem to make the difference. So this year they'll have more of an information center where they'll be displaying some maps and a little bit of the history of French Canada, basically in Quebec and Manitoba. So that'll, you know...
There really has been confusion between the two?
Actually, yes, there has been.
I find that amazing, actually, because other than the language, the apparent appearance is really not the same, is it?
I guess for people who haven't had a chance to visit...
Must be our friends from down south. I haven't been exposed to some of the things that have been going on.
That's right. So we'd like to maybe not necessarily set the record straight, but at least to
clarify them up on
clarify.
Yeah, sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just so they have an idea of our background.
We do have a distinct identity.
Absolutely, yeah. As a matter of fact, I think you have even a distinct language other than, I'm referring French as opposed to French-Canadian, because there is quite a difference, isn't
there? Oh, yes. The France pavilion will have a French that is very, very cultured or disciplined.
Yeah.
If you've ever been to Paris, you'll know what I'm talking about. But over here, if you go down into history, we've brought back here, and this is, I've been told by a lady in France when I was there in 82 touring with Les Danseurs. We were told that we speak the old French of France.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
You see, I didn't know that.
You see, now France has taken on a new era, new culture, a new a new language, if you like.
Yeah.
It's a more distinct, more defined French, and we've brought back the old French. And with some of the assimilation here, we'll have taken on some of the expressions and sort of slangs of the English mixture. And just a matter of fact, this morning I was reading a book written by one Franco-Manitoban with a lot of the slang words that we do use with its own definition. It's quite interesting reading.
Oh, yeah.
It's called À l'écoute du Franco-Manitobain by Antoine Gaboriau. So it's an interesting book. If you
see, that's almost the opposite from my case, where, like, I'm from Germany. And when I go work to Germany, I find that the German, modern German language in Germany is very much anglicized. They have a lot of American or English expressions that they have incorporated, whereas we here in Manitoba try to keep the pure 1950s kind of German language, you know?
That's right.
And it's
we're not evolving.
No, we're trying to hang on, you know, but we're not really going with the times sometimes. Right. So that's kind of interesting. I didn't know that. I always thought that this kind of language only evolved over here, and not that you brought that over, actually.
Well, obviously, we did bring it over with us when they came from France, but it's been, you know, many years, and it's evolved, and it's been very important for us to maintain our culture. Mm-hmm. So that could be why it hasn't evolved, you know.
How big a role does France play in you maintaining your French-Canadian culture? No role at all, I would imagine? Because I can't really see too many things happening from France.
Not much, no. That's why it's very important to for us to differentiate between the two.
And you've got no place to go and get more type of thing or get updated. You have to do it right here.
We do it here, yeah.
That's right.
All right. Let's tell the folks once again, you're on in the second week of Folklorama.
That's right.
Okay.
I may make it a little bit more interesting for people who have always may have complained about how long the lineups may be, and you know, in most cases the lineups are very long and people have to wait. Yeah. They are making renovations at the Saint-Culturel Fragmentobain, and they are estimating that we'll be able to accommodate about 50% more people per show than last year. That is if construction, and it's supposed to be on time. So they're estimating that we'll be able to get in a lot more people than last year. So hopefully the lineups will be moving faster and it won't be as long.
Well, and it'll also be air conditioned this year.
So
that'll be nice.
A bigger foyer. So we're encouraging the people to come on out in hordes, because we can accommodate you more or better this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, judging by the past popularity of your pavilion, you still won't be able to accommodate them all. But it's certainly, that's a nice improvement. Yeah. That's very nice. It makes it easier on the performers, too, when it's air-conditioned.
Oh, yeah, that's New for stage. Sure. Definitely will make a difference.
Know all about that, yeah. So with the entertainment and the food package and the displays, I guess, is there a certain sequence that you move through the pavilion, or how do you have it set up? Do you know? Have you got it set up already in your mind?
Pretty well the same system as we've been using for 11 years now. We get the people in through the new foyer, the new entrance, the front door, and there'll be a choice of finding your seat immediately or getting into the food line or the drink line. We have a caribou that we have, which is a traditional drink that the voyageur used to take after a long trip or a portage.
The reason I forgot about that one is because I had a couple, and since I came
it's a fortified wine. It's quite potent. You'd be sure to try that as well.
Okay.
So once you've seen the show, and we'll direct the people to the back of the hall, in through the exposition area, and then out to the parking lot again.
Any souvenirs that can be obtained?
Well, we'll have the Folklorama souvenirs that'll be on sale, but we'll also have our own cultural souvenirs, as I said before, the little, what we call the banam jigar, the little dancing men that you can make dance on a piece of wood. We'll also have some, like I said before, ceinture fléchées and dolls, and arts and crafts from some of our local French-Canadian artists.
All kinds of goodies.
Yeah, for sure. Well, listen, maybe just in closing, I could ask you how you got to be chosen to be the ambassadors for the Pavillon Canadien Français.
Well, this year Folklorama has changed the format quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Instead of having a mayor and a queen, they've decided to have two representatives, two ambassadors to represent the pavilion. I guess they sort of looked around in the French community for... I dance... now with Les Danseurs, and Renee danced before, so we have an idea of the culture and the heritage and what goes on in our community.
And you've got the job the old-fashioned way. You've earned it.
I'd like to think so.
And definitely in closing, because we're really fastly running out of time, let's see if there's any of our fellow French-Canadians listening out there. Could you please invite them in your native language?
On aimerait vous inviter au pavillon canadien-français le 12 au 18 août. Venez en grand nombre. On va s'amuser ensemble.
Maybe for the rest of us not so able, René, could you issue...
In translation?
I didn't mean to infer that you're not so able, but maybe people like me are out there...
For all you out there listening, tell all your friends, family, and come on down. We've got open arms ready for you. We've got show, we've got music, song and dance, and joie de vivre for all.
Man is a professional, what can I say? I want to thank both of you, René Desaulniers and Brigitte Vermette, for coming down, spending time with us.
Merci
I know
beaucoup.
It's not always easy to take time out, but we appreciate it, and we certainly would like to see you at the pavilion, so we're going to make every attempt to be there.
Thanks for having us.
Merci beaucoup.
Bye-bye.
And ladies and gentlemen, the interviews during this pre-Folklorama time are, of course, again being brought to you by our friends at Canada Safeway. We'll hear about
Le bonhomme Giguère.
Bon, est-ce que les membres de la troupe seront sur le char allégorique? Est-ce qu'ils vont danser cette année sur...
Oui, on prépare justement. Malheureusement, il n'y a pas énormément de place sur le char pour danser, mais il va quand même accommoder probablement deux couples.
Bon, qui l'a fabriqué ce char-là? Comment ça s'est fait? Est-ce que c'est le même qu'on modifie un peu chaque année? Parce que ça fait déjà quelques années, 3 ans, là, que...
Oh oui, non, habituellement, ce qu'on se servait, c'était du char allégorique du Festival du Voyageur. Mm-hmm. Et puis, on trouvait que ça rentrait pas nécessairement avec les danseurs. On était toujours associés.
Ben ouais, c'est ça, ouais.
Alors, c'est ce qu'on s'est dit, c'est on a mis un comité sur pied, qui est moi-même, mon épouse Joanne et Jacques Bourgoin, et Kelly Fry aussi, du conseil d'administration des danseurs. Et puis, on s'est dit, on va faire une couple de propositions de ce que ça pourrait coûter de faire un char allégorique. Mm-hmm. Alors, on a soumis ça au conseil, ça a été accepté. Puis, le char qu'on se sert, c'est un char de Maurice Cloutier de La Salle, qui sont servis pour leur centenaire de La Salle.
Ah bon?
Alors, ce qu'on fait, c'est on garde tous les alentours.
Ouais,
la structure est là. Alors, tout ce qu'on a besoin de faire, c'est on enlève le dessus, puis on remet ce que nous autres, ce qui est pertinent aux danseurs.
Ça coûte cher, monter un char? Est-ce que ça coûte beaucoup d'argent
pour
préparer tout ça? Ouais.
Oui, c'est beaucoup d'argent. Ce que nous autres, ça va nous coûter, moi, je dirais, c'est autour des 400 $. Mais ça, je veux dire, le matériel, la plupart du matériel était déjà sur le char, tu vois. Alors, moi, je dirais que ça pourrait te coûter, tiens, 2 000-3 000 $ facilement.
Et puis, ce char, on pourra le voir où exactement durant le défilé? Est-ce qu'il est placé dans les premiers chars ou...
Bien, malheureusement, j'ai essayé de m'informer pour savoir, comme ça, je pourrais me préparer. Mais...
On
ne vous l'a pas dit. Ils ne nous l'ont pas dit. Ce qu'ils nous ont dit, c'est qu'il était pour être 100% sûr dimanche matin à 11h30, une fois que... qui est l'heure du placement des chars, là, entre 11h30 et 2h30.
Démarrage.
C'est ça. Alors, là, on va savoir exactement où on va être placé parmi les nombreux chars qui vont être présents.
Ouais. Bon, la route que vous allez emprunter pour ce défilé.
OK. La route, ça va commencer au coin de la rue Sherbourne et Portage. Ensuite, on va tourner à s'en aller vers l'est sur la Portage jusqu'à Broadway. Ensuite, rendu à Broadway, on va tourner... sur la Broadway, pour s'en retourner vers la rue Osborne. On va traverser la rue Osborne. Ensuite, on va tourner à gauche sur la Memorial, pour ensuite arriver au Parc Memorial.
Oui, il y a un gros party là, qui
s'organise.
Est-ce que c'est pour les bénévoles, ce party-là? Ou c'est
non,
pour
ça, c'est pour le public en général. Ce qui va arriver, là, la parade commence à 3 heures. Et le défilé est censé durer 1h30, donc vers les 5h30, 6h, il va y avoir les cérémonies d'ouverture au Parc Memorial même.
Oui.
Ensuite de ça, ça va être libre, il va y avoir des kiosques avec nourriture et breuvages sur les lieux, avec de la musique...
Approprié, j'imagine, des circonstances. Ouais. Et puis, bon, on parle de ce défilé. Ça, c'est pour dimanche le 29. C'est à 3 heures. Mais il y a aussi les danseurs de la Rivière-Rouge qui seront présents à ce défilé, évidemment. Mais le samedi 28 juillet à La Fourche. J'aimerais qu'on parle rapidement de ce spectacle-là parce que vous êtes impliqué avec les danseurs depuis, 12 ans déjà?
Oui, c'est ça. OK. Là, c'est la deuxième année de suite qu'on nous a demandé de faire un spectacle dans La Fourche. Ça va être un spectacle d'environ 20 minutes, 1 heure.
Ouais.
Alors, c'est quand même d'assez grande envergure. Le spectacle même va être de 40 minutes. Ensuite, il va avoir un 20 minutes de...
De pause, enfin...
Non, pas de pause, c'est... d'animation.
Ah, oh, d'animation.
C'est le mot qui me choque. Alors, je crois que ça commence à 7h30, mm-hmm. c'est ça? 7h30.
Oui. C'est gratuit.
Et ça, c'est gratuit, puis c'est ouvert au grand public aussi, alors j'espère vous voir là.
Ben absolument. Et alors, on invite tout le monde à aller faire leur petit tour Folklorama qui démarre du 5 au 18. Le pavillon canadien-français, c'est en deuxième semaine.
C'est ça, du 11 au 18.
Et puis, vous vouliez ajouter quelque chose?
Oui, je voulais juste savoir ceux qui seraient intéressés de participer au défilé, de marcher avec nous autres. Mm-hmm. Soit sur le char ou en arrière.
Ou le tirer, peut-être.
Ou le tirer, oui. ils sont priés d'appeler le bureau des danseurs au 233.